All right, as promised, we're joined right now by the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. He led Slovenia to the EuroBasket 2017 championship as a head coach. He won an NBA title as an assistant coach with the Pistons in 2004. He spent 18 seasons as an NBA assistant. He is the first NBA head coach born and raised outside North America. The Suns were 21-61 last season. We are joined by Igor Kokoshkov. Igor, it's really nice to have you on the program. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for doing it. Let me start with the fact that you were an assistant with the Suns earlier in your career, and you became a citizen in a ceremony on the court at Talking Stick Resort Arena, and you said that your family views Phoenix as home. So having said all that, how does it feel to be coming back to Phoenix as the head coach of the Suns?
Feels great. Feels great. And really, this is our home. We actually never left Phoenix as a city. We moved here from 2008. My wife is from Michigan, and we always felt this is the place we want to be. From those 5 years when I was here coaching from 2008 to 2013, really, I keep nothing but a great memories, and it was really a fun time to be around, being fortunate to be around Steve Nash and Grant Hill. We had a really good squad, good people and good players, and making NBA Western Conference Finals was a fun time. Really, something that that I'll never forget as long as I'm in this business. But like I said, this is a place where we always felt comfortable and as a family, and being back here in the Suns family really. It's a fun time. It's just feel great.
All right, so those were great teams. Let's talk about what you're inheriting. Your GM, Ryan McDonough, said that one of the things that impressed him in speaking with you was that you knew the Suns team so well already and that you've got ways that you think are going to help to develop that team. When you look at this squad, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Well, I don't have a magic stick. I don't have something that I'm going to just show up. And obviously, you have a concept, you have an idea. I think I bring flexibility to adjust to the personnel that we have and that we're going to have starting next season. So as a coach, as a young coach, I mentioned a couple of times, you don't have philosophy, you have thoughts and opinions, and you have to come up with flexibility. We know who our best players are. When you describe any team, and same thing, describing our team, description comes with your best players. We know we have a young squad, young team. I don't think, like I said, I don't have I don't bring magic with me. I know that we have to establish different culture, and seems like every coach is bringing and changing culture. But
right.
when I talk about culture, it means there is no shortcuts in this business. We know what it takes. You need ingredients. You need a talent. You need a guys who are willing to play together, to sacrifice for a team. And it's a long path, but it's not easy. If it'd be easy, anybody can do it. So we know that we know what it takes and requires for us to get back to those days when this organization were one of the top in NBA.
Igor Kokoshkov is the Suns head coach. He joins us. Igor, I know you'll tell me it's about the players, but if you can you make it about you? Because your background really is fascinating. As an example, you were an excellent point guard growing up, and then 3 days before you signed your first pro contract, you were driving out of Belgrade when a car swerved into your path. It collided with your Fiat. You injured your knee and your ankle, and it resulted in 4 surgeries over the next 8 months. Can you tell me what you remember about that accident and the recovery process?
Well, you just mentioned it. You know a lot about my history. It's scary, but
right.
People ask me how was my game and what position, who was my favorite player, and what was my basically upside as a player. And my question back is, do you remember me as a player? And the answer is no. So I wasn't good enough. So. Unfortunately, I had a car accident when I was 18 years old, and it changed my life. Then I realized that I won't be able to play professionally basketball. Excuse me. Since basketball requires a lot of athleticism, a lot of you know, your body has to be ready and strong. And at that point, I was 18 years old. I understood that, you know, I'll never be able to recover that well that I can professionally play basketball. But, you know, my heart was always, my mind was always in the sports and in basketball, and I never had a doubt that I'm going to stay in the sports. So, you know, from this perspective, maybe it's easier for me to say it, but I knew I'm going to be a coach. I didn't know that I'm going to coach Phoenix Suns, but at that time, I knew I'm going to be on the court and teaching the game of the basketball.
You know, at the same time, those who were around you at that time said that they knew you were a natural for coaching and that it did not surprise them at all. In fact, you were an assistant with Quinn Snyder at Missouri and again with Utah Jazz. Let me ask you about your time with him. What was your biggest takeaway with Quinn, and what did you learn from him?
We're not just a colleague. So obviously, I worked for him last four years I spent with Utah Jazz. Our relationship is not just coach to coach. I mean, we're really close friends. I met Quinn Snyder in 97 when he was associate head coach at University of Duke, working for Coach Krzyzewski. That's where everything started. Coach Snyder is brilliant, very smart man, and you can tell in many, many ways he's an entrepreneur and innovator in the game of basketball. So he was the guy who had a kind of feel and sense and he was anticipating where the game is going to be in 15 years, now 20 years from now, and about internationalization of the game and globalization. And so we just established a great relationship, became really close friends. He gave me a first job at the University of Missouri. That was my first job in basically moving to the United States. And what I learned from Coach Snyder is a lot. I mean, he's very organized and a very detail-oriented coach, great motivator, and really we built together. You know, that team started from also just like we're starting right now, something completely new, and starting offensive philosophy, defense philosophy, terminology, everything was new, and you know, even if I don't want to, I, you know, like after 4 years working with someone, it's just a part of my coaching, you know, philosophy at this moment. I also, as a coach, work with a lot of good coaches, a lot of successful coaches, you know, Alvin Gentry, Larry Brown, and Flip Saunders, Mike Brown. So, you know, as a coach, you're trying to take the best from all of them. And at the end of the day, you have to be who you are and you have to be honest to yourself. So I don't think you can be a replica of Quinn or Larry Brown. I don't think that would be the answer. But, you know, you can definitely learn and steal. We call it steal. We're stealing from each other. And incorporating something you call, this is what I think, and this is how I see basketball game.
Igor, you are fast becoming the most interesting man in the NBA. All those coaches that you referenced, I've had on this show over the years, and they're all so fascinating. You know, you mentioned Alvin Gentry, because after your time with Quinn in Missouri, you went to the Clippers as an assistant with Alvin Gentry, and that was a big leap from Belgrade to Missouri to the Clippers in a very short time. So as you look back on that time, what was the most challenging part of it? Was it the basketball side of life or everything else that wasn't basketball?
It was, from this perspective, it was a fun time. There was one of the youngest team in the history of the NBA with Lamar Odom and Corey Maggette and Keon Dooling that I coached at the University of Missouri. So for me, it was spending 1 year in college basketball was quite enough. Consider the fact that I never went to school here, never played college basketball. The, you know, NBA world was I felt more comfortable being around NBA world than the college basketball. You know, I didn't have to deal with recruiting and dealing with the young players and academics, all this stuff that it was kind of unknown territory for me. But, you know, NBA is pure basketball, pure coaching, player developing, game preparation, and that's something what I did all my life. So, really, you know, it was a fun time. L.A. was a quite different place than Columbia, Missouri. And it took some time for me to adjust, but it was fun time. It was fun time, a fun team to coach, a lot of young players. Even our first year, we had, you know, I think the best record in second best record in the West in the second part of the season, which was we really showed some huge improvement in a time when Alvin Gentry was coaching. So it was really, really fun time being in L.A.
Hey, a couple of things before you go. I got to ask you about, you said Columbia, Missouri is very different than L.A. It's interesting because I'm a Los Angeles native and I live in Southern California, and I've got a son who's a junior in high school, and we're looking at colleges right now, and he went to Missouri. He went to Columbia and he absolutely loved it. So I'm curious, what was Columbia like for you when you first got there and lived there and worked there?
Well, it was different, but focus. My focus was only on basketball. I showed up basically a week before, the season was starting, before Midnight Madness, and my focus was right away to the office and basketball and helping Coach Snyder to put some playbook together, and it was really fun time and good place and. In grade school also. They're really dedicated. They were trying to win. I think that it was a time that really enjoyed being in college basketball. But being 1 year in college basketball, I think it was a plenty for me because, you know, again, I was searching for a new challenge. And at the time, I didn't know, but I was ready for NBA.
You get a great challenge right now. Last thought. I mentioned this off the top, but you are the first head coach born and raised outside North America. Do you feel any extra pressure as a result of that maybe you're representing other coaches from around the world, or does that really just not matter at all?
When it comes to the winning and losing, it doesn't really matter at all. I mean, you can get it done and you can coach or you cannot. I mean, it's a more factor, something that the media is kind of playing with, and it's fun for fans maybe to have something different. Could be intriguing, could be something different. It's somebody who's got a strong accent when he talks. But, you know, when it comes to XO, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you speak from the heart and you know game or you don't. We'll see. I mean, I have a little pressure and feel a little pressure in a way that, you know, if this project, if this this experiment doesn't really sustain, then maybe, you know, like American public is gonna question, do we need a foreign coaches because we invented this game and we're the best in the world. But, you know, on the other side, on the flip side, I've been, you know, in this league for 18 years. I consider myself an NBA coach. So it just, I think there's only two kind of coaches. You know, you can get it done and you can win or lose and nothing in between. So, you know, maybe I was too, you know, just a lucky guy to get a job. And if I'm good enough to keep the job, then it's going to be the proof of the quality. I think lasting in anything, in any business is the proof of the quality.
My man, you just won the day. I know you dominated this show, Igor. I cannot tell you how happy I am to have you on the program and to meet you and to talk basketball with you. Listen, thank you so much for that. Have a great day. I hope we can do it again. I really enjoyed that very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Igor. Igor Kokoshkov. He was so good. That is an amazing interview. He is so interesting. And what an amazing background he's had. Some of the guys he's worked with and worked for. So the Phoenix Suns give him a shot. The first NBA head coach born and raised outside of North America. They were 21-61 last season.